ahead and call this meeting of the House Resources Committee to order. It is 6:11 p.m. on Wednesday, March 8th. This is our evening meeting for today. Of course, it's 6 o'clock. And our final meeting for public testimony on House Bill 111. Again, this evening, helping us, Ms. Debbie Tillinghast and Summers Cole. Thank you so much for those folks who help us out with our technical issues. We said that folks needed to be signed up within 3 minutes to testify, that we would cut off the sign-up at 6:15. So right now, we have a fairly small list. Members present at this time, Representative Chris Birch, Representative Justin Parrish, Representative Dave Tallarico, Co-Chair Representative Andy Josephson, and myself, Representative Tarr. So please let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to do business. And I think with that, we will go ahead and just get started. Right now, we've got five people signed up. We'll, for folks listening in, we will continue our tradition of the two-minute time. And as a matter of fairness, for everyone who's testified, more than 100 people from about 15 different communities have testified. So it's been very comprehensive and I hope informative for all of us. And so with that, I will just go, let's see here. We have folks Juneau, Anchorage, Delta Junction, and then off nets. So let me just start here with Jeremy Price, who's in the room here in Juneau. And then a short enough list for folks listening in that we should, you know, with just in within 10 minutes or so, be to each of you. So we'll just go down the list. So thank you so much for joining us. If you'd please place your name on the record, and we'd be pleased to receive your testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Jeremy Price. I am the Alaska State Director of Americans for Prosperity. And on behalf of thousands of supporters across Alaska, I stand in opposition to this bill. And the reason for such is, Madam Chair, when I read this bill, I look at Section 1, and it's a tax increase on the industry. Section 2, it's a tax increase. Section 3, another tax increase. The bill is one big tax increase on an industry that is so absolutely critical to our state's future. And on a personal note, I'm a third-generation Alaskan. I was raised in a homestead outside of Fairbanks in a little place called Salcha. My family was blessed to have, the opportunity to raise my siblings and our family. We all grew up there. I have three kids of my own now. And the question I have for my two little girls and my little boy is, will they have the same opportunity to grow up in this state, to have an opportunity to work in this state, to marry, to have children, to grow and have families of their own? And the future of this state is largely dependent on the decisions that are made in this committee with bills like this. And my personal perspective is, I want a bright future for our state. I want a bright future for my family. I think all of us that call in as witnesses, as well as the legislators here, we all want a bright future for our state. We may have different perspectives on how to get there, but my perspective is, we have got to provide a stable economic environment for businesses to succeed, and this does the opposite, I believe. I really think that we need some different policies than tax increases. So I stand in opposition to this bill, and I thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony this evening. Any questions for the testifier? Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll continue on. We'll go to the Anchorage LIO, Sam Maloney, please. Is Sam Maloney available?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Please state your name for the record, and we'd be pleased to receive your testimony.
Hi, my name is Sam Maloney. I'd like to begin with that I am 100% opposed to House Bill 111. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, and the reason for this is simple. It's bad for my personal economics and the overall economy of our state. In 2013, I graduated from UAA with an associate's degree in welding and non-destructive testing. Life was good. I found a job right away, and not too long afterwards, I was able to purchase my first home. Work was plentiful, and I was able to work as a welder in fabrication facilities in Nikiski and Anchorage. I was also able to work on the North Slope on a couple BP projects and also on the Point Thompson project. Despite an unbelievably steep drop in oil prices, oil companies were continuing to invest in new energy for Alaska. That meant more jobs for young Alaskans like my friends and I. In the summer of 2016, things were really slowing down in the oil field. Point Thompson had just been completed, and ExxonMobil hired many young Alaskans for their plant operation openings at their facility through the APIC program at the University of Alaska Anchorage. I decided to enroll in the process technology program to establish a career with a more stable work schedule for myself. The process technology program is an extremely challenging program, and it will prepare me for a new career as a plant operator. The big question is whether or not there will be a career opportunity for me when I graduate in May of 2018. That answer depends on how well I do in the program, but even more importantly, if the oil companies are still investing in Alaska. Will there be more developments, more operators, and more opportunities for myself and other Alaskans? At this point, I don't know. The answer is not to tax and spend more. The answer is to encourage more private investment and more hiring opportunities for qualified Alaskans like myself. It's simple to me. Just say no to House Bill 111. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Maloney. Any questions for the testifier? Well, we thought it wasn't going to be a very eventful evening, and then a cell phone went off. Well, we'll let individuals tell you, Heikes, which kind of donuts they would love, okay? Representative Westlake, our vice chair, has joined us. Please let that be reflected in the record. Okay, so I'm just going to make an announcement because we said 6:15 would be the cutoff time, so we are no longer allowing other individuals to sign up for testifying tonight, which means they have two or three if the individual who we lost from Nome comes back on the line. So just a few more to go, so we'll continue on to the Delta Junction LIO. Is Pat?
Pat Schlichting.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate that, and I was sure I was going to get it wrong. If you could please state your name for the record, and please provide us with your testimony.
Okay, my name is Pat Schlichting. I'm a resident of Delta Junction. I fully support House Bill 111, and I support changes to the current oil and gas tax. I feel that under the current formulas and rates, our state is not getting an equitable return. It's my understanding that with a complicated set of allowances for tax credits, the state is at this time paying producers to take our resources. There are those who say that it is unfair to the industry, the oil and gas industry, to change the tax rate so often. One of my early lessons impressed upon me by a journeyman as I was learning my trade was that if you do the job right the first time, you won't have to do it over. I'm for an equitable tax rate for our resources. It's my opinion that we should be getting billions more in income. I'm for reducing or eliminating tax credits. I think there's other ways to incentivize in a helpful and productive and lucrative way to our state. I'd like to expedite the audits of back oil taxes, and I'd like to collect those back taxes. I'd like to use an analogy. I feel like our state is a trauma victim at our current budget situation, and we're bleeding out. The wound needs to be stopped. But it seems like the demands are for just to go to the blood bank and not to stop the bleeding. And the bleeding in this case is to stop the oil credits, which are being banked by the hundreds of millions, and to get a fair amount of return for our resources. And I fully support House Bill 111. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your testimony, excuse me. I'm just going to say Pat instead of messing up your last name. Are there any questions for the testifier? Okay, well, thank you, sir. We really appreciate you joining us from Delta Junction, and I think at least Dave Tallarico might be your representative. Do you have Delta?
Mr. Rauscher.
Okay. Well, you do have your representative on our committee. I couldn't remember which one, but your representative's on the committee, so I'm glad you could join us this evening.
Thank you for letting me speak.
Okay, we're going to move on to the off-nets, and Rick Soule, if Rick is available, please.
Good evening, Madam Chair. My name is Rick Soley. I'm a resident of Fairbanks and have lived in Alaska over 47 years. I thank you for the opportunity to testify in opposition to House Bill 111 tonight. I'm representing myself. I am a member of the mining industry. I'm a director of the AMA, and I can tell you that I understand the importance of a stable tax climate, and this House bill, among other things, would create an unstable fiscal regime with the oil tax changes that you propose. This has been, yet again, a tax that the state would change, and it's an increase, and this is a substantial increase, and I want to speak to that for a moment. But I think I'm at my core, I'm disturbed because it seems like every time the state believes that it has a fiscal crisis, it wants to do a targeted tax on somebody or something. And the biggest thing in Alaska to tax is the oil industry, so they're always the one that gets targeted. And in general, I believe targeted taxes are not fair. The previous testifier used the word fair, and I think it's unfair to target somebody or something if we need to raise revenues. It should be done in a broad-based manner, whether through the permanent fund program or some broad-based tax mechanism. The other thing about FAIR, I'm interested in, if you look at the data that I've seen, I think the state actually in the federal government and the local governments take in more money than do the industry at most price levels. And I would argue that the current tax system may not be fair for the oil and gas producers because they don't get to see much of the results from their endeavors. I believe profit's a good thing. I work so that I can provide for my family, the people that I love, so that I can be part of my community. These oil companies make profits for their shareholders. They pay taxes to the state. I've previously served as a borough assembly member and was privileged to be part of an assembly that worked to support our community, and we had support in the form of revenues from the state. Well, those revenues are from oil taxes, and the oil taxes, you can increase them today, but if you don't have production tomorrow, you won't have the ability to support your schools and your roads and have nice ski hills at places like Birch Hill. So I think it's an imprudent tax bill. I think it's a grab at an industry that has provided wonderful benefits for workers, for families, and for the state for years. And I would encourage you to pull this back and to rethink how we can create a stable tax structure for the business in the state, and in particular for the oil industry, who's survived many years of tax changes. And, of course, right now it's a tough time in the economy for the oil industry. Appreciate the time to talk tonight. I don't need to talk about the specifics of the bill. You spent lots of time doing that, and I appreciate the time that you're giving us this evening.
Well, thank you, Mr. Soley. I'm glad you could join us, and just want to check any questions for the testifier. Okay, well, seeing none, did the gentleman, Mr. Cole, that we lost earlier come back? Okay, wow, it looks like two donut buyers this evening. We should have more evening meetings. Okay, well, folks, that is all we have signed up, and I really appreciate everyone's attendance this evening so we could really do a good job with the comprehensive public testimony. So we had three evenings, about 110 people, I think, at this point. So I hope folks feel like they've heard from enough individuals to give them a sense of what we're doing and where we're going. And what we're considering right now, we have spoke with all members of the committee about potential amendments. At this time, the only amendments that were going to be offered were from the chairs, and so we're considering doing a committee substitute that would be available for members to review tomorrow, and then we would consider it on Friday. And what we would like to do, and unfortunately a couple members are not here, so we'll double check with them too, but that would give everybody 24 hours to look at that. And if there are any concerns, then we could make modifications to the schedule to accommodate that. But if no one has concerns, then that's the way we'll go. And we'll, again, we'll make the committee substitute available by lunchtime tomorrow so that you'd have the full 24 hours before the committee on Friday to take a look at it. And again, if anybody has concerns or that changes the interest in doing amendments, then we'll certainly accommodate that and make sure that everybody, you know, has every opportunity to weigh in. On Friday, we have reached out to the Competitiveness Review Board, and perhaps Representative Johnson's staff can pass this along to her. Right now, the individual in Anchorage who chairs the board is not able to come down before we move forward with House Bill 111, but Commissioner Hoffbeck is going to come at 1 o'clock on Friday to give us an update on the work that they're doing, and so we'll have a little bit of that information. We have confirmation hearings for Mr. Seamount and Mr. French for AOGCC. Don't anticipate too lengthy of a hearing for those two individuals, and so with the committee substitute, I think we'll be able to get that all completed on Friday. Will be the plan, but of course, you know, we are flexible and want to work with everyone, and so if that doesn't work, then we'll accommodate those requests as well. Any questions about that plan going forward? Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for everyone's attendance, and we will talk to you tomorrow and see you on Friday. We're adjourned at 6:27.